Hello, it's Mac. It's McCoggan here on Audio Boo. Listening to Graham at the Black 73 Cat, Graham was talking about he's having a wee rant about Audio Boo and all the things that are going on with that. And I'm not going to delve into that at all. Happy for everybody else to do it. Yes, because I don't really use the app, and that's the reason I don't say a lot about the app, because I don't really use the app as such. Well, not for recording or anything like that. I do use it occasionally to listen to other people's audio boos. But in Graham's audio boo, he mentioned myself and Adrian and whoever that used the digital devices for improvement of the audio. And he was saying, well, why do you don't need that. It's not all about, I'm not saying that he was saying we don't need this, but what he said as far as he's concerned, you know, it doesn't matter how he makes his recording. It's what he's saying and who he is and what he's saying. And that's absolutely true. By way of explaining what he was about with recording audio boos, how he thought he'd just going to give up, and then he thought, well, wait a minute here, I can just talk about whatever I want. And he's quite right, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter what you talk about. And something else was said, and I can't remember who said this, about something, what was rubbish? Let others describe. I was about to talk about games, and this involved Graham again. People don't want to listen to you talk about games. Well, Adrian Wicks at Turbocene said in response to that, let others decide whether they want to listen to what you think is rubbish, because at the end of the day, we all do that. We all filter to a certain extent what we want to listen to, and in general we listen to everybody's, but then we do filter. So put it up there. Yes, so this is me running around in circles here, getting back to Graham, talking about devices. So I was trying to get back to, in this audio, trying to say to Graham that the reason that we have devices, or at least I'll speak for myself in this case, is not because listening to McColgan in a super stereo or binaural surround sound does not make my audio any more listenable than anybody else's. All it does is make the quality of the sound better. It doesn't make the quality of the audio better, if you know what I'm trying to say. And the reason I do it is because when I began in audio, I was listening to people doing things in stereo, and people like Andre Louis, Freaky Faith, and Rocky Rockwell G. And who else was using stereo at that time? Well, of course, Bernie Goldbach would be doing that. And so when I was listening to these people, and I think, you know, I want to do that. And it's not, I said, not to improve what I was saying, but to improve how it sounded. Not just that, but I like the technology, and I wanted to get involved in this and see what you could do, what was involved, and I just like playing around with technology. So that sort of much ticked all the boxes for me to get into stereo recording. So yes, Graham, it doesn't make your audio any better. It just makes the sound of your audio, what you're saying, better. And whether you're talking into a Zoom H2N, as I do, or binaural mics, or talking into the horrible wee mic in the inline earbuds for an iPhone or Android, it doesn't matter. It's what the person's saying that is a real interest. And I don't believe that people in general listen to a person's audio, and unless it's particularly noisy or full of wind noise or something like that, because of the quality of the device, I don't believe people actually, you know, are conscious of saying to themselves while they're listening, that's mono, or or that's not a very good quality sound, you know. In general, I know people do appreciate the better quality sound as in stereo or surround, because it does make for better listening. But at the end of the day, Graham, yeah, you were right. It's what you are, who you are, what you say. And I think I've said this so many times in the past. So it doesn't matter what you're recording. Guys like me are just tech freaks. But also when I can listen back to my own stuff, which is few and far between, to be honest. I listened to things and I think, while I was talking, I didn't realise there was a beautiful bird singing in a tree. Just like that. Or the train passing over to my right. And I don't fully appreciate that at times. It's only if I do listen back, I think, wow, yeah, brilliant, you know. Didn't realise I was catching all that stuff. Certain parts of my audio are like that. They're deliberately intended for capturing the sounds of nature or the surrounding area or tumbling water or the seashore. So, but then I'm invariably not saying very much at that time. So, yes, Graham, you keep talking, my friend, and don't think anything you're saying is rubbish. We all talk rubbish at times, we all ramble, we all get distracted and go off at tangents, and sometimes we even say to ourselves, I might not actually post that because that was rubbish. But if you don't post it, it's lost, if you know what I mean. It's lost, and no one will ever have heard what you said about whatever you were talking about because you've dumped it. And my belief in that is that's audio that's lost. It's like this piece of audio I'm doing just now. People might think, well, he's rambled on at a hell of a length. He could have said all that in 3 minutes. Which might be perfectly true. But you can always skip forward. Fast forward or abandon altogether. Swipe delete, do what you like. But I believe if I've said something, it's worth posting up. Even if it's not very good, it gives someone somewhere something to listen to when they've got absolutely nothing else to do in life. Okay, so back to the busy road. And the sun's still shining. Let's hope it stays for another 2 or 3 hours yet. Kiribai the noo.